And now this is a dictation for Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, April 2nd, 50. Address to Sacred Heart. Dear sisters at Sacred Heart, follow up for Regina, who has chronic kidney disease associated to dilated cardiomyopathy, last visit in April. Right now, worsening of incontinence of urine day and night without any cloudiness, blood, fever, nausea, vomiting, abdominal or back pain. She does have a chronic back pain, which is not new. Recently treated for yeast infection with Diflucan without side effects. She's not wearing the pessary for her vaginal prolapse anymore, as it has caused multiple infections. A stable dyspnea, stable edema, follows cardiology. Review system done being negative. I review medications. She does have dilated cardiomyopathy, apparently after COVID myocarditis. Remains on diuretics, beta blockers, Entresto, off the aldactone, the not tolerated. Weight at 162, blood pressure 140/62, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, a heart device on the left upper chest. No gross ascites, edema, and no focal deficits. Next paragraph, presently normal kidney function. That's already the last three samples with normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and stable anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. The kidney function has returned to normal. At this moment, there is no progression, no symptoms, has not required EPO treatment, all the electrolytes, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus are normal, clinically well-compensated dilated cardiomyopathy, prior imaging, normal-sized kidney on the right-sided, however, small on the left, without obstruction or urinary retention. Prior imaging shows question of hemorrhagic cyst. There is no new echo. From the renal standpoint, there is no activity. Follows with cardiology. You might consider updating imaging for that prior question hemorrhagic cyst. I will go standby until further needs arises. End of dictation.